Hello and welcome once again to The Blueprints. This is Canada's Conservative Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Schmale, Member of Parliament for Halliburton, Kawartha, Lakes, Brock, with new content for you every single Tuesday, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We ask that you like, comment, subscribe, share this program. Together, we can push back against that moving Liberal agenda and make Pierre Poilievre the next Prime Minister of Canada. But we need your help, because not only can you watch and listen to the program right now on platforms like Facebook or YouTube, you can download it, listen to it on platforms like CastBox, iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify, you name it, it is out there. Got a great show lined up for you today. We're going to talk about foreign interference in our elections. We're bringing on Michael Chong, a good friend of the show, Member of Parliament for Wellington, Halton Hills, also the critic for Foreign Affairs. Thank you so much for joining us.
Great to be here.
We have an important vote this afternoon. We thought it was going to be a confidence vote, possibly triggering a election. Turns out, not the case. Prime Minister has come out earlier today and told us otherwise.
That's right. He backed off his threat of making this a confidence vote. Clearly, there was a backroom deal between the Liberals and New Democrats on this. So what's going to happen is the Liberals and the New Democrats are going to vote against our motion. And instead, the bone that the Prime Minister threw to the NDP was to agree to having Katie Telford appear in front of the Procedure and House Affairs Committee to testify about Beijing's foreign interference in our democracy.
Yeah, so I think this is a big step. I think the NDP was feeling the heat, I think, from their own members, from people in their riding saying, I think this is a bit too far if you back the government on this. But the question is also, we'll get into what is foreign interference, but I guess we can talk about, we need to know, I think, right away, what the government knew, when it knew. Did it take any steps? Like, what did they do? And I think Katie Telford, being the chief of staff, being involved in the campaigns, would have access to some of the information and some of the answers we're looking for.
Well, that's exactly it. What's clear is that Beijing has been meddling in our democracy. And we know that because public servants have leaked this information to investigative journalists who have reported on it. We didn't find this out from the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister, frankly, has been trying to bury this story and avoid answering any questions about what happened. Clearly something happened. So we need to know, what did the Prime Minister know? When did he know it? And what did he do about it? Those are really the questions at the heart of the matter.
And I know you've asked this a few times in question period. Who did it benefit, right? Like, it turns out, at least some from the information coming out right now, that it seemed to benefit the Liberals in some way. Obviously it wouldn't have change the results of the election. It still would be a Liberal minority if you base it on the seats that may or may not have been won if the interference had happened or not. But at the same time, if the Prime Minister took that information, did nothing about it because he potentially knew it would benefit him, that's pretty serious. I think Canadians should have an answer to that.
Yeah, clearly Beijing's meddling in the 2019 and 2021 elections was for the benefit of the Liberal Party. That's clear. The reports in the Globe and Mail and Global News have highlighted that the Consul General in Vancouver actually said that explicitly.
Boasted about it.
The question is whether or not the Prime Minister turned a blind eye to this foreign interference to benefit his own party, or if there was another reason why he didn't make public this foreign interference, why he didn't take other measures on this foreign interference. We don't know, because they're not answering questions, which just leads to further suspicion about the Prime Minister's motives with respect to this foreign interference.
So we keep talking about foreign interference. What is it in this case? What are we talking about?
So foreign interference is defined under law as malevolent activities by a foreign state or its proxies to meddle in Canadian society. Things like interfering in our elections, threatening and intimidating Canadian citizens on Canadian soil, interfering in our research and development activities. All those are defined as foreign interference. Foreign interference in the 2019 and 2021 campaigns came in the form of Beijing allegedly funneling money into candidates and parties during those campaigns. It came in the form of Beijing allegedly ordering its international students at universities like the University of Toronto to hijack a nomination meeting and vote for a particular candidate that they thought was in favor of Beijing. It came in the form of disinformation campaigns that Beijing spread on social media, particularly Chinese language social media, during the 2021 campaign. So all those things, interfering in nominations, illegally and covertly funneling money into the political process, and spreading disinformation are all examples of foreign interference. Foreign interference is separate and distinct from espionage. Espionage is primarily targeted at theft. It's the stealing of intellectual property, the stealing of information for the benefit of another country. Foreign interference is different than that. It takes the form of various activities that I've just outlined.
And we talked about the last time you're on the show about the Beijing's police departments in Canada.
Another example of foreign interference, right? So Safeguard Defenders, which is a Spanish-based non-governmental human rights organization, has highlighted that there are over 100 police stations, all of them illegal police stations, that have been established in dozens of countries around the world. Five of them have been established here in Canada illegally. And those were reported by Safeguard Defenders, this NGO, several months ago. Three of them were in the GTA, one of them in the Vancouver Lower Mainland, and one in Montreal. And so yet that's another example of Beijing's intimidation, harassment of Canadian citizens here, the establishment of these illegal police stations.
I remember shortly after the 2021 election, and Kenny Chiu, or the member of parliament from 2019 to 21, he had rang the bell almost immediately as to what was going on in this suburban, or I guess Richmond, Stevenson area of British Columbia, right near Vancouver. He was ringing the bell early on, like he could feel it on the ground that something wasn't right.
Yeah, he was ringing the alarm bells about this during the 2020 election. He publicly indicated he was overwhelmed by disinformation about his private member's bill that was to establish a foreign agent registry. He wasn't quite sure where the disinformation was coming from, but the government of Canada knew, and it failed to make the public aware of this disinformation. The government of Canada has within its bureaucracy a unit called the G7 Rapid Response, Rapid Monitoring Mechanism, or Rapid Response Mechanism. I can't remember exactly what the title of it is. But the G7, this G7 group within Global Affairs Canada, which is our Foreign Affairs Department, was established under a G7 agreement amongst our G7 allies to counter Russian and Chinese disinformation during and between elections. And this group was monitoring the disinformation that was targeting Kenny Chiu, disinformation that was coming from the Chinese Communist Party in Beijing, and they failed to go public with it. And I think that was a big failure on part of this task force, this monitoring mechanism that was established, and a big failure of the Trudeau government. And again, questions are being asked. Why wasn't this information made public? So that the voters of Richmond, Stevenson East could make an informed decision when they went to the ballot box.
So our motion being voted on later today in about an hour or so, hour and a half, is talking about having Katie Telford, the Chief of Staff, appear at the Ethics Committee. Of course, the Ethics Committee is chaired by a Conservative. The deal, it looks like being struck, is she's going to appear at the PROC Committee, so Procedure and House Affairs Committee, chaired by a Liberal. But I think the point, all of this, and whether it's David Johnston getting involved, it's about getting, we can't wait any longer. Because as you said just a few minutes off air, if we go to an election, which could have happened in about an hour, potentially, we need to have these answers before we start knocking on doors, before we start accepting donations or seeing volunteers put up their hand that want to get involved. We need to know what's going on.
We absolutely need to know what's going on now. Not a year from now, not 2 years from now. We need to know now. We can't wait for the results of a public inquiry that could take a year or more to come to its conclusions. We need to know now. And the reason is simple. We could be in a federal election as soon as, at any time, more likely 6 to 12 months from now. So we need to know before that federal election exactly what is going on with Beijing's meddling in our nomination races, in our local election campaigns, in campaign financing, so that we can take measures to protect ourselves. CSIS has said clearly in its written evidence, as well as otherwise, that Beijing's foreign interference is a serious national threat to Canada. Mm-hmm. They've said it's a serious threat to our economy, to social cohesion, to long-term prosperity, and to Canadians' fundamental rights and freedoms. They don't use these words lightly. And they've also said that Beijing is the primary actor behind this threat. But the government hasn't been forthcoming about what is going on. And CSIS has said that it's often difficult to translate this intelligence about Beijing's meddling into evidence for a prosecution that leads to arrests and right. a trial and a conviction of those involved. Because often it relies on trade craft that they don't want to make public. Often the evidence, the intelligence evidence, doesn't rise to the bar of a criminal prosecution. And so they've advised the government that the other tool the government can use when they can't use a prosecution is sunlight and transparency, to go public with the mm-hmm. details of foreign interference threat activities, such as meddling in nominations or in campaign financing, so that the public is informed about these threat activities and so that Canadians and parties and candidates can make an informed decision about how to protect themselves. But the government has been an information desert. They're refusing to release any information. They're refusing even to let people testify until we put immense pressure on them, such as Katie Telfer. That's got to end. We're a first world democracy, and if we're going to protect our democracy, the government has to release a lot more information, and trust the public can make an informed decision.
Well, we still don't know about those two scientists that were escorted out of the Winnipeg lab. We still have no idea, despite Parliament saying, yes, we'd like to know.
Exactly. It's been over 2 years now since we demanded documents relating to national security breaches at the government's top level 4 lab in Winnipeg, a lab that had admitted PLA, People's Liberation Army scientists into the lab against the rules. A lab that had undertaken public research that then whose patents were then registered in the People's Republic of China, a lab that had so many other national security breaches that it warranted further investigation and accountability. But again, the government refused to release information pertaining to this. And so here we are 2 years later without any answers. And they're doing with Beijing's meddling in our democracy exactly what they did with the Winnipeg lab documents.
That's actually right. Yes, absolutely. Bang on.
They
yes.
are burying yep. the truth yep. in process. So 2 years ago with the Winnipeg lab documents, they violated 4 orders of the House of Commons and its committee to produce the documents for Parliament. And they instead hid behind process. They said, oh, it should go to NSICOP, which is this government security yeah. committee. Then they said that it should go to a special committee made up of MPs that's under the control of the government. And so that process has led to no answers 2 years later. Yeah. They're proposing the same hide behind process approach today with Beijing's meddling in our democracy. You know, they first said it should be, they referred it to 2 government committees. One is NSICOP and the other is NSERA. And they've announced the appointment of a special rapporteur that is going to at some point recommend or not recommend a public inquiry. So again, mm-hmm. they're hiding behind process, and I'm not confident that that's going to lead to any answers. Like I said, we need answers now. I need to prepare for the next election campaign.
Absolutely.
I need to know which donors, which individuals are involved with these clandestine and illegal funding operations, so I can make sure that we ban them, put them on the banned donor list. I need to know what individuals are working on behalf of the United Front Work Department of the Communist Party in Beijing, so I can say to my campaign manager, these individuals are not allowed on our campaign. They're not going to have anything to do with our campaign. I need to protect myself, but if I don't know who's involved, I can't
right.
protect myself.
Absolutely. So how, I know we're going to really set you up with this question here, but the obvious question is, the Prime Minister in 2015, sunlight's the best disinfectant, blah, blah, blah. Nothing says, I have nothing to hide, like blocking Parliament from doing its job. So what could they possibly have to hide? Could it be they've known about something going on for so long that they've just dragged their feet on this? And like, it must be bad. Just looking in, it must be bad. Why else would they keep stonewalling? over and over again?
Well, that's a good question. And the more they stall, the more
it
raises suspicions that they've got something to hide. And look, revealing foreign interference threat activities is a best practice of our closest allies. I'll give you one example. A year ago in the United Kingdom, MI5, their national security agency, went public about a PRC agent that was operating in the United Kingdom Parliament. Her name was Christine Lee. So MI5 went to the Speaker of the House of Commons and said to the Speaker that this individual was a national security threat, that she was involved in foreign interference operations, that she was representing, that she was acting as an agent of Beijing in the UK Parliament, gathering information and trying to influence UK politics. The Speaker subsequently sent an email to all some 630 MPs of the House of Commons identifying this individual as a national security threat as MI5 had advised. MPs took action. They cut off contact with her. They put her on the banned donor lists. They didn't allow her any more access to their offices. And as a result, the integrity of the UK Parliament was protected.
Right.
That's an example of how sunlight and transparency is a way to counter Beijing's meddling in our democracy. In this particular instance, MI5 concluded that they didn't have evidence that rose to the level of a criminal prosecution in order to arrest and prosecute her. And so that's why they use sunlight and transparency to protect the UK democracy. We need to do the same kinds of things here. But this government, despite its professed belief in sunlight and transparency, despite coming to office saying that it was going to rely on experts' evidence, has done neither. They're not releasing any information, and they're not relying on the advice of their security agencies to release information about foreign interference threat activities to protect the integrity of our democracy.
Another example we talked about too, and something you've been calling for in the House, you and others, is something like Australia did. They kind of noticed there was some interference or some influence, I guess, from Beijing, and they took steps to quickly try to put a stop to it as best they could. And so what else can we do? What can Canada do? What would you, if you were minister of... Yeah. In a Poilievre government, what would we be doing?
Well, that's a great question, and I think it highlights a fundamental point, which is that there isn't any one tool the government should be using to counter foreign interference threat activities coming from authoritarian governments like that of Beijing. The government has to employ a suite of tools. So one tool is to go public with foreign interference threat activities so that the public's informed of what is exactly going on, so parties and candidates can make informed decisions about how to protect themselves. The other thing the government should be doing is introducing and implementing a foreign agent registry so that those individuals who are working for authoritarian governments like the People's Republic of China have their contracts made public, and so that people are aware of who Beijing is paying and how much. And who's involved. The other thing the government should be doing is countering disinformation and making the public aware of disinformation as it takes place, particularly during election campaigns when it was taking place targeting candidates like Kenny Chu in the last election. The government should also be putting in place other measures that other countries have already implemented, such as protecting sensitive research and development at our top-level universities. CSIS, for example, has identified five areas of sensitive areas of research that the PRC is trying to steal and is threatening international security. The five areas are 5G telecommunications, clean tech, biopharma, artificial intelligence, and quantum computing. These are areas where the government of Canada should ban any research funding in partnership with entities in the PRC, and it's something it hasn't done. There's so many other things the government should be doing. It should be putting more resources into law enforcement to prosecute espionage, to prosecute foreign interference. So all of those things need to be done. Unfortunately, the current government is frankly asleep at the switch on all of these things.
Absolutely.
Which is why it's become such a serious threat and concern to the country.
Well, look how long it took the government to say no to Huawei into our telecommunications system. How many years did we as the opposition raise that in question period over and over and over again, despite countries like the UK and many others of our Five Eyes partners saying no to Huawei?
Absolutely. They're frankly asleep at the switch.
Yeah.
And I now think that the chickens are coming home to roost. And I think Canadians are becoming increasingly concerned. I think it's the reason why, frankly, public servants have leaked top secret documents to investigative journalists to be published in reputable publications like the Globe and Mail and Global News. Because I think the experts are so concerned about the threat to this country's security, about the threat to this country's safety, that they thought they had no other option because the government was simply ignoring their advice.
Michael, we've gone way over time. I know you have questions today in question period, but as you know, I always give the guests the last word, so the floor is yours.
Well, I'll go back to what the experts in the Canadian Security Intelligence Service have told us, that Beijing's meddling in our democracy is a serious national threat. It threatens our economy, social cohesion, long-term prosperity, and Canadians' fundamental rights and freedoms. And that the tool, the government of Canada, that the Prime Minister should be using to counter this foreign interference is sunlight and transparency. By going public with the details of Beijing's meddling in our nominations, in campaign financing, in our elections, in order to equip Canadians and political parties and candidates with the information they need to make informed decisions about how to protect themselves. Something the government has not done, and something that we are going to continue to hound the government on until they come forward with answers.
Absolutely. You're doing a great job. Michael Truong, Member of Parliament for Wellington, Halton Hills, also the critic for Foreign Affairs. We appreciate his time. We appreciate your time as well. This is great information. Please like, comment, subscribe, share this program. This word needs to get out. This information needs to get to eyeballs and ears. Please do that if you can't listen or watch it right now. Download it on platforms like CastBox, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, you name it. It is out there. As I mentioned, new content for you every single Tuesday, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Until then, remember, low taxes, less governments, more freedom. That's the blueprint.